All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to ask you about the European Union and why the European Union can't create and develop its own army. You know, why are the American taxpayers in a position where we have to supply the European Union and be the backbone of their military? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Listen, we can no longer afford to be the backbone of the European Union. You know, we just can no longer afford that. And so those nations, I hate to sound like Donald Trump, but those nations are going to have to carry their own weight. If they want protection, then they're going to have to do the things that will make it make themselves and sacrifice themselves. I, as a taxpayer, do not want my money, my tax money, to go towards defending the European Union. You know, that's not something that I have made a decision that is going to benefit me. Well, you may say, well, Earl, you know, it protects us. No, it doesn't. What it does is, in my opinion, is it makes it a little more likely that we are going to get involved in something that we really shouldn't be involved in. Maybe there was a time that needed to be so, but not today. It doesn't need to happen today. We've got to figure out a way to deal with issues that impact and affect us in our country. And so... I'm not, again, talking American first, America first. But, man, you can't allow the things that are going on and the hurt and pain that are going on in this country and ignore it. Look, I want to talk a little bit. I don't know if you heard former President George Bush Jr., who was talking about the war in Iraq. Talking about the war in Ukraine. And he had a Freudian slip. And he was talking about a dangerous man who created a war and got his country involved in a war and was causing all sorts of mayhem. And while he was talking about what's happening in Ukraine and Russia, he made this slip of the tongue, and he talked about a deranged man who invaded Iraq. What? A deranged man who invaded Iraq? Maybe you forgot, Mr. President, but you were the guy who invaded Iraq. And when it dawned on him that he had said that, he had that question mark look on his face that he used to have. You know, I miss him. I really, you know, Sam, have you ever seen a person with a question mark look on their face?
I just saw the video you're referencing, yeah. So yes.
And so he caught himself. But, you know, he used to always have a question mark look on his face. But he caught himself, and then he said, oh, I'm getting old. I'm 75 years old. As if that somehow was, you know, the reason that he made that kind of a statement. I want to, as we get ready to wrap this up, I want to go back again to one of the guests I had on today. What I try to do here is different than most hosts. And this radio station really does it. And doesn't get enough credit for opening up the dialogue between, you know, different political views. I know it doesn't happen on conservative radio stations. I know it does not. They will not allow differing views to cross their airwaves. And they won't do that because they don't want the people who they've controlled and continue to control to be able to do any independent thinking at all. And I know the more you listen to the same thing over and over and over and over, and you're fed nothing differently, eventually that is going to be something that's going to enter into your mind and your thoughts, and you're not going to be able to escape it. Okay, how smart you are. You look at people who call themselves conservatives. Many of them are smart people. But what they haven't been able to do in many instances is think independently. They can't do it. You know, they can't do it. I don't care who they are. They can't do it. So when your mind is being controlled, I don't come here and try to control anybody's thoughts. I don't, you know, number one, I don't have the ability to do that. Nor if I had the ability to do it, would I want to do it. People are better when they think independently. We have a better society when people think independently. That's what we are missing. Independent thinking, which when, as my first guest mentioned, when brought together through dialogue, we can then decide on what is the best course of action to make things better for all of us. That's what we've got to get to. I don't know if we ever were there, but I do know that we were closer at some point in my life. That no longer is the case. And that's what we've got to be able to fix. And so whatever I can do in these 3 hours a day that I'm here, I'm going to invite the other side and try to have that open dialogue. But I got to tell you, I'm going to be the winner. I'm just going to be the winner. I'm sorry. Because again, my focus is on what's in the best interest of everybody, not what's in the best interest of any party that I support, or not in the best interest of my economic standing or my nationality or any of those things. That's, you know, the difference between what I do and what so many other people do. I got to go. It's going to be 80 degrees. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get out and enjoy it. Sam, thank you. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.